Connecticut recorded 3,415 single-family home sales in July, the most in a single month since August 2007, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of the Commercial Record. Those sales represented an 8.2% increase over July 2014's mark. Condo sales also rose 12%, recording 857 in July. I'm Ian Murphy, and I am here with Cassidy Murphy, the editorial director of the Warren Group. July seemed like a nice continuation of a solid market in Connecticut. Cassie, what is it that you see?
I agree, and I think the market in Connecticut is doing quite well. The gains in the number of sales are slow but steady year over year, and it's looking pretty good.
Median prices actually dropped slightly for both single-family homes and condos, 1.4% and 1.9% respectively. Median sales price for single-family homes was $271,000, down from $275,000 in 2014 in July. And the median price for condos was $164,000, which is down from $170,000 a year ago. Cassie, all indications are that it is a strong market, like we just discussed. So why are median prices decreasing and not increasing?
There is a lot of inventory on the market right now, and it is well-priced for what it is. So there's not a huge drive to snap up whatever you can at whatever price you can get it at. So we're seeing a lot of reasonably priced homes that people are able to purchase and able to afford. And the numbers are going down in terms of purchase price just because there's a lot out there, and people are not fighting over it.
Do you foresee the market cooling down at all, or are we going to see the market continue strong thanks to what has been a great summer for weather?
I think we'll probably see a little bit of slowdown month over month, as is pretty typical. The July numbers reflect sort of the middle to tail end of the spring market, which is always a hot time for home sales. So we may see a bit of a slowdown as we get out of the spring market numbers and into the summer numbers, but I think overall the market will continue to be strong.
So it's been about 8 years since we've had sales this high. Lots happened in 8 years. Do we think that this strong year is an example of pent-up demand, or do we think that this is going to be the new normal, or we're headed back towards normal after years of recession?
I think we're headed back towards normal. Connecticut fell pretty far in the recession in a lot of places. Fairfield's a little bit insulated from that, but most of the state fell pretty far in the recession and struggled to come back from that. There was a lot of difficulty moving foreclosures through the pipeline, and that remains an issue. And a lot of people took a pretty deep hit in their savings and their job situations. So as we move farther away from that, I think people are getting more comfortable with their own financial situations, and lending standards are loosening a little bit from what they were before, and people are more able to afford homes and more able to get into the homes that they can afford.
Fantastic. Cassie, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast.
Thank you, Ian.
And thank you very much to the listeners. If you would like to learn more about Connecticut home sales, or in fact just real estate data in general about New England, please visit thewarrengroup.com, and we will talk to you again next month. Thank you so much.